And a couple more things about this OBE. It wasn't really a spectacular OBE itself, but the induction was what people seem to be asking for. People want to have an OBE that's timerless and that does not have an impact really on their sleep cycle. So with that kind of OBE, I was actually only awake for 10 minutes more than I would have been. I mean, usually you go to sleep and you wake up in the morning without waking up at all. In between, with this, I was asleep for, the whole process took a half hour. I was asleep for 20 of those minutes. It took me about 10 minutes to fall back to sleep. So the key is that once you've done a bunch of timer-based OBEs and you know what the sensations are like, then you don't have to use a timer and you don't even have to use sleep paralysis. You can skip those steps and you can just, the total impact on your sleep cycle will be the loss of 10 minutes of sleep. So you can easily just go to sleep a little bit earlier to make up for that. But it does take practice. You have to have done enough OBEs that you're familiar with exactly what it feels like when you're about ready to project. Because the deceptive thing about it is that you will actually be ready to project, but you won't realize it. You'll think that you're not ready to project. And so you have to get that sense, that feeling, where as soon as you know that you are ready to project, then you can go ahead and do it. You don't have to wait for stronger signals. You don't have to wait for the big, huge mega signals like rushing noises and the fact that you can't move at all from sleep paralysis or anything else. You don't have to wake up and fall asleep over and over again. Once you're familiar with exactly what that state is like, then you can dip down just barely enough to the point where you have sticky memory impressions. Then you can use that state to basically use your force of will to you teleport just a little bit out of your body. Instead of having to teleport all the way into the next room over, you just teleport maybe an inch or two over, just or maybe a foot, or just a little tiny bit, and that's pretty easy to imagine. It doesn't take a lot of concentration to imagine that. And once you have that, you can then just get up and walk away from your bed. So it's maybe not as glamorous as what you were hoping for, but that is how you can do it and not have to go through a lot of extra steps. Once you're familiar with that, what it feels like, then you can simplify almost all of Lucidology 101 and almost all of Lucidology 102 out and not do any of it and just do the part where you dip just barely into trance, use that to get sticky memory impressions, and then you're out.